tātou. E ona re e kurore a ki tātua, e mai ngā rongo ki te whenua, e whakaro pai ki ngā tangata kātua. Hangai te atoa e ngā kauhau ki roto ki tēnā ki tēnā o mātou, whakatonga a tau wairu a tapu, e a whena hei toi toi a mātou, e oko oki ngā kupu roto i tēnei mahi. Āmeni.
Āmeni. Kia ora mai tātou, e te iwi hei manaaki o te atua, kei runga e tātou i tēnei ata, nau mai haere mai, nau mai hoki mai, toronga ki a mātou. Ko ai au, ko Megan Tangata, pura haurangi, ai ai ahau. Nō reira e te iwi, kia ora mai tātou. Kia ora everybody, good morning and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous AA meeting on here. My name is Megan and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi Megan.
Welcome everyone this morning. Welcome to Ben, Danny and Lance. This morning we'll have three speakers. But first of all, what we'll do is we'll start our meeting with the preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. And I'll just get our first speaker to share now. Lance, would you like to share with us?
Kia ora whānau. Thank you, Megan, for having me here today. My name's Lance, and I'm an alcoholic. My experience around alcoholism, and it's been I've experienced a lot of things throughout my years around alcohol. From a young age, for me, growing up as a young kid from up north, alcoholism, well, it was a normal thing for me. My parents were both alcoholics, and my father was a gang member at the time, so I seen a lot of abuse and a lot of that lifestyle, which, to be honest, growing up, I thought, that this was me, this was it. I didn't know really any better. My life growing up was I wanted to be, I wanted to have a lot of parties and I wanted to make sure there were big ones. So, it was, I suppose, if I go from the start, it wasn't something that I could see as a problem. My whole family were alcoholics, to be honest, and right back to my grandmother, and seeing the parties back then, to me, was the happy times. If anything, and at the same time, they were probably the worst times of my life. I thought, my grandmother, when she was drinking, she always showed me a lot of love, and so did my uncles and all that. And that's the only time they would show me love, was when they were drunk. So, that's why I say some of the happiest moments of my life was around that time. But in a split second, it will change, and then next minute people will be on the floor. Either because they're too drunk or they've just been punched over or something like that. So it was a lifestyle that I was used to. Growing up as a teenage boy, I started using alcohol at the age of 10. I used to go and buy it. My grandparents used to give it to me as I was a baby, growing up, age of 5 or 4. But I started buying alcohol when I was 10. And, I suppose come the age of 15, I got kicked out of school. or because that's what I wanted to do, was to go out and party. So I suppose for the next 15 years after I left school, was just, that was my life. It was parties and pretty much it was just picking away at me, and my life was heading on a downward spiral, just slowly, I suppose. Didn't quite catch it or see it. My parents, luckily, were in AA. I think I was at the age of 8, but I knew about recovery. I just chose not to look at it and look at myself as me having a problem. I thought they had the problem. Because all I knew was this lifestyle of using. So my parents had the problem, but I'm grateful that they were in a program called AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, because it actually with their experience and with their support, they brought me into the program through rehab. I think the rehab rehabilitation for me was I hit rock bottom, just having gone to rehab, which I didn't want to, but through that stage of my life, it was a start of a new beginning for me in recovery. My thoughts and my whakaaro around my usage and all the people I hurt, and including myself, and I've also got two beautiful sons that I love dearly, but I wasn't doing the most for them. I wasn't doing the right decisions by them, so that was the start of my new life, basically. And I've met so many people throughout the rooms in AA in recovery, which have supported me through my journey, including the three people here beside me today. It's been a massive journey, and I wouldn't change it for anything now. Now that I've discovered this thing called recovery, the fellowship in AA, and the people in the program, have definitely helped me understand that I do have a problem drinking, and one day at a time I can make it through any day, during the day I can have moments like anything, and I have I still have an addict mind, so to speak, that can take me backwards, and I'm just lucky for the people around me that I can talk to and share these things with, these issues that arise for me during the days or the weeks. But to be honest, these problems I have are nothing compared to what I had when I was using. I'm grateful to the program and the people, and also Atua. One thing I never acknowledged, Atua, and also my tikanga and my whakapapa. So, this is one thing recovery's given me back, is my identity as Māori. So grateful today to be given that back, and I can now say that I'm proud of myself, I'm proud that I'm thankful that I can be there for a better person, as a friend or as a father, as a son. I can actually say that I do love myself, and which, you know, once upon a time there was that the word love was, I had a pretty warped perception of love. You know, but now I can, you know, I've made amends with so many people, including my parents, and that's a major big step for me. So, yeah, to anybody listening out there, you know, there is a place out, you know, where, you know, if you feel lost, then you're looking for change, something different. You know, AA and the people in AA, we're all the same. You know, we've been brought up in Aotearoa, and we all know certain, you know, the way we've been brought up, and the culture around alcohol, you know, it is a culture, but it doesn't mean it's meant for everybody. You know, I know that now. You know, change is a must, especially for our tamariki. So, you know, come find the rooms. It's on the internet. I'll definitely welcome anybody. You know, the newcomer, we say the newcomer is the most important person in the room. So, no mai haere mai, whānei. Kia ora whaia, you know, Megan, for this opportunity. Aroha nui ki a koutou. Kato, he mihi nui ki a koe, whaia. Kia korua. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Lance. Thank you for coming and being with us here today, brother. Well done. Awesome. Great to have you here.
Kia ora, Lance.
Ben, would you like to kōrero with us today? Kia ora, brother.
Kia ora, whaia. Kia ora, whānei. Ko Ben, niho tōku ingoa. I te tau o tōku pāpā, no ngā puhi a hau, i te tau o tōku māma, ngā tūhoi a hau, kia ora tātou. Alcoholism for me started from when I was a little kid. I grew up around a lot of parties, and they were big ones. My family loved to drink. And I had a lot of cousins that were gang-related, and they were in gangs, and they were my idols. So watching them party and drinking all that type of stuff, and then fight. When I was a little kid, I used to look up to them and think, man, I can't wait till I'm older, when I'm their age, so I can do that same thing, drink and smoke and do what they were doing when they were drinking. It looked fun to me. So I started drinking at around 13 years old, and when I first started, it was it was everything I thought it was going to be. It was fun, and I got girlfriends, and I got got worse and worse, and yeah, I just loved it. All my alcoholism got me into though. Got me into violent type of things, and it just got worse for me, more violent, drank more, got even more violent, got kicked out of school for all of that type of stuff, and that's the lifestyle I lived for a long time. So by the time I was 19, I was proud to be an alcoholic. That's something that I shared with all my brothers. To me, it felt like that's what a gangster's supposed to do. It's supposed to be an alcoholic. They haven't got songs about that stuff. What brought me into the rooms was the violence that, how do I explain it? The violence that I was exposing to my family ended me up in jail. I was beating my kid's mother. At the time, I had one daughter, and I was beating her mother in front of her all the time, which is pretty hard to think about nowadays. That stuff that I've had to hold on to when I've sat in jail and stuff like that. See that my violence towards my kid's mum put me in jail a few times. And later on, it broke my family apart. I lost my daughter to social welfare and to CIVS care after coming out from doing a prison leg. And after doing that leg, after 2 weeks, I'd lost everything. Yeah, like I said, my daughter ended up in CIVS. I was back on the run from the police for beating up my daughter's mother quite bad, trying to commit suicide, and I just hit the alcohol a lot more every day. I done that for 3 months and just thought, man, there's no chance my daughter's going to come back to my family if I'm on the run. So I handed myself in. Ended up back in jail, and from there, a few of my family members worked on getting me into treatment. So I got a visit one day from a brother named Walter. He came in and done an assessment while I was in prison. And when he spoke to me across the table, he said to me, "You look like you got a lot going on for your brother. I can see it in your eyes." And I was talking to him almost in tears, trying to reach out for help, but I didn't know how to. I found it real hard to reach out for help back then. Still had a gang mentality and all that type of stuff. But eventually, after being denied bail 3 times, eventually I got into Te Arahau, and Te Arahau was at every court case of mine, hoping to get me in there, and finally, High Court led me out of prison to go into rehab. And I remember that day like it was yesterday, sitting in the car on the way to rehab, thinking, far out, I feel like I've just, played my get out of jail free card. And that's a feeling that I'll never forget. It was an awesome feeling. I had the biggest smile on my face. Got to rehab, and it took me a while to get used to it. But after being locked down for a long time without being able to go anywhere, that place was drilled into me. What worked so well for me was that that place is Tikanga Māori based. And it just suited me perfect, man. Altogether, I was there 20 months. And in that time, I ended up doing a few trainings through a company named Connect. And I had the privilege to be able to train in the first time while being in rehab. I heard stories that the only person before me that was able to do trainings and while being in Te Arahau was Walter, the brother that assessed me. So I felt pretty privileged to be able to do that. And eventually, after doing a few trainings, a lady named Jen, she came and approached me and said to me, "You should apply for a job that's going with us doing peer support." Am I not a swear on radio?
Just a tiny bit. Briefly.
I said, "Bugger that," but I used the F word. I thought to myself, what could I possibly have to offer? I didn't even know what peer support's all about. But she had a lot of faith in me and confidence in me, and just kept telling me, just do it, do it, do it. You can do it. So I did it, and got a job with her as a peer support worker. it's been an awesome journey. I've had a hell of a lot of hard times. So I came into the rooms after I left Te Arahau, and I didn't know what the rooms were going to have for me or what they're going to offer me. But I kept going along with my brothers, and after a while, I could see where the rooms were going to help me. And they did, they helped me a lot, and I felt included. And plus a lot of whānau that's always been involved in my recovery, they were in the rooms as well, so they made it a lot better. But unfortunately, I feel like, well, now I have a program now. Back then, I didn't. I never followed any steps. I thought meetings just alone were going to keep me sober. They did for a long time, but eventually I ended up falling over and having a relapse, and I stayed out in the world and relapsed for 3 months. And just in that 3 months, I almost went back to jail 3 times. And that's for violence, with my alcohol and all that type of stuff. So I know I can't handle my piss. My alcoholism will send me to jail and keep me to jail. No doubt about that. So I'm back in the rooms now and trying to follow this program, man, and this program has helped me out a lot. 128 days sober now. And
well done, Ben.
I feel well. My mind is a lot clearer than it was 129 days ago. I'm pretty grateful to be sober today and be able to spend time with my family and try and make these positive changes for them. And I'm happy to be sitting here too with my whānau that's been involved in my recovery. Kia ora whānau.
Kia ora, Ben. Welcome back. Welcome home, brother. Awesome to have you here with us this morning. Thank you for sharing. Danielle, would you just like to have a quick share with us before we finish up?
Hi, my name's Danielle. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Danielle.
My journey started when I was 13 with alcohol. I first tried alcohol when I was 13. I remember it really, really well, just like it was yesterday. It was the best time I'd ever had in my whole life, that first night I tried alcohol. And it did, it stayed good for a lot of years. I was enjoying it. But in the end, it started to turn against me, alcohol did. What brought me into the rooms was the feelings I was experiencing before I cleaned up. And those feelings were feelings of loneliness, thoughts of ending my life. It stripped me of all my wairua. I had no wairua left. But before I actually got the program, one day at a time, I hope I've got the program, I did try it a few times. I came into the rooms when I was 17, 18. I first went into rehab, and I wasn't ready for it. I was doing it for other people, and I hadn't had enough yet. It took me to go out there for a few more years and do some more research. Life wasn't too good. My life was really unmanageable. I couldn't hold down a job. I moved from house to house. I grew up, my mum's in recovery. She's actually in the program herself. And her kaupapa of the house was that if I'm drinking or using, that, sorry, you can't be around the family. So I did. I chose drinking over my family, and it took me to some pretty grim places. A lot of drug use as well as using alcohol. It wasn't till 2008 where I had my first inpatient admission to the psych ward with a drug-induced psychosis. It was at that point. Even then, I didn't really take it seriously. They called it a drug-induced psychosis. And so in my mind, I thought, right, I can still drink. Today, I now know that alcohol is a drug. And, I have to be abstinent from everything in order to recover. My life has turned around. I love my life today. I'm in a healthy relationship. I just got engaged this year. before my relationships were really, really toxic relationships. I've been at my job for longer than 6 months. I've held down a job, and I think I even might get a nice reference when I leave this job. So externally everything's going well, but also what's going well for me is today I feel happy and I feel feelings. When I was using, to be quite honest, I didn't really care about anybody else. All I cared about was using, and today that's different. I can feel feelings and I love my life. To anyone out there that's going through this, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. I was a chronic alcoholic when I was young, and just reach out for help, and I'll see you at a meeting.
Oh, kia ora, Danielle.
Kia ora.
Thank you for being here today with us. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to those that were here with us this morning and shared. Thanks, Lance and Ben and Dani. What I'll just do, that's bringing us towards the end of our meeting. If you have a problem with alcohol and you want help, you can phone 0800 AA Works, which will put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. There are over 100 AA meetings each week within the Greater Auckland area. For more information, log on to aa.org.nz. Thank you for listening here this morning, whānau, and we look forward to seeing you again in our next Māori slot. And whānau, you can hear this program again at planetaudio.org.nz/AA meeting on air. Kia ora mai tātou. We'll just finish with our karakia. Kia ora whānau. Popo.